For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. California Republicans bucked President Donald Trump's endorsement for California governor over the weekend. Neither Republican candidate received enough votes to clinch the state GOP's support. President Trump endorsed Steve Hilton, a political commentator on Truth Social last week. But Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco eked out a slight lead at the California GOP convention in San Diego. Bianco got 49% of the 1,100 delegate votes, while Hilton got 44. 7% of delegates voted not to endorse either. Neither candidate got the 60% needed for an endorsement from the state Republicans. California's race for governor is in for a major shakeup, especially following Congressman Eric Swalwell's decision to drop out the race. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more on what this could mean for other candidates.
Swalwell emerged as the frontrunner in recent months. Now, other Democrats are fighting for his supporters as the entire race reshuffles. California polling expert Paul Mitchell of Political Data Inc. says the two candidates likely to get a boost from Swalwell's exit are billionaire Tom Steyer and former Congresswoman Katie Porter.
Eric Swalwell was definitely capturing a lot of progressive and MSNBC folks, older voters, kind of the anti-Trump vote. So you could see those votes going to other candidates that are kind of aligned in terms of the messaging.
Now that Swalwell's dropped out, Mitchell says there's less of a chance two Republicans will advance following the primary. That's a scenario Democrats have openly feared in recent weeks. Prominent politicians and political groups that endorsed Swalwell are also now expected to reallocate their sway to other candidates. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Lawmakers in Sacramento will hear a bill to hold oil and gas companies liable for climate-related disasters. California News Service reporter Suzanne Potter has more.
Today, lawmakers in Sacramento will hear a bill to hold oil and gas companies liable for climate-related disasters. Senate Bill 982 would authorize the Attorney General to sue to recover damages after a natural disaster linked to climate change, like floods or wildfire. A new climate disaster fund could stabilize the state's FAIR plan, which is the insurer of last resort in areas that have been abandoned by commercial insurance carriers. Marisa Aguayo lost her San Diego area home in a flood in 2024. She says her $250,000 insurance policy was insufficient, and then the company canceled her policy altogether.
It was complete devastation. The insurance process felt like being re-victimized. And it feels like we're living in a state of overwhelm every single day.
The Western State Petroleum Association calls the Affordable Insurance and Recovery Act a $32 billion climate tax that could raise the cost of energy production and lead to higher prices for gas and utilities. Supporters say something has to be done to save the FAIR plan, which has tripled in size since 2021 and currently insures nearly $700 billion worth of property. Louise Belli from Santa Ana says homeowners insurance has shot up since the LA fires, even for people far from the burn scar.
The oil companies can help solve this problem. There is going to be more climate-related disasters in the future. Someone's going to have to pay for it, and I think they should be held accountable.
Studies have linked the burning of fossil fuels to climate change and have tied climate change to the rising frequency of extreme weather events. Belli says average homeowners shouldn't have to bear the cost of climate change.
The Attorney General would ensure that the oil and gas companies contribute to a climate disaster fund. It could be used for community resiliency efforts and for future climate-related disasters.
The AIR Act is co-sponsored by three nonprofit advocacy groups: Extreme Weather Survivors, California Environmental Voters, and the Center for Climate Integrity. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.